This school year, 130 districts qualified for sparsity aid, 7 more than last year. Some of the new districts became eligible after enrollment declined, while others saw their poverty levels increase. But John Johnson of the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says, while more schools have qualified for sparsity aid, the new biennial state budget cuts it by 10%, which means less money for eligible schools.
This aid program really is important to help districts that struggle with declining enrollment, that have highly variable property values, that may have a low median income in their areas, and because they are large geographically, have higher transportation costs. In an era of revenue caps, which have been around for 18 years, it was becoming more and more difficult for school districts to basically meet their bills.
Larry Wiemet is superintendent of the Lac des Flambeaux School District, which is getting $117,000 in sparsity aid this year. He says that money will help, but it's $20,000 less for transportation expenses compared to their last award from the state.
That was a big shock to our system. Almost all of our students ride the bus. Our school district is located right on Highway 47, which is a very busy highway and a hazardous highway. Students have to cross that to get to our school district, so that's a fixed cost. There's just no way around it. We have to pay for bus transportation.
Well, Matt says district officials will look into private and federal grants to help cover costs. They're also still seeing how an $800 million statewide cut to education will play out. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.